Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to musician and ex-Scientologist Lara FM. My favorite part of her interview was her explaining how she escaped Scientology. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, musician and ex-Scientologist, Lara FM. Did I do it right?
Yeah, that was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the name right. That was
I
good.
Did? Lara?
Some people, yes. Yeah. You
Lara.
Said it perfectly.
Okay, cool,
for
cool.
For those who have difficult time saying it. Mm-hmm.
What do you got? What are you wearing there? What does that stand for? What
SPTV. This is my little merch. A fan of mine made the logo, and I printed it up through my merch shop.
And that's a Scientology term, right?
SPTV.
Suppressed person.
Suppressive person. And TV, television. But we kind of made that up. Just being a community of kids and children or ex-Sea Org members, ex-Scientologists that mm-hmm. left Scientology that are speaking out, telling their stories.
Yeah.
And they talk about it on YouTube.
Right,
and
right, right.
So we've created a thing.
It started, a network.
A network, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of people who call themselves, and it can be anybody. It can be people even that are supporting. They're just able to say, oh, if you look up SBTV, you can hear other people's stories,
yeah.
kids' stories that grew up in it, people that were disconnected, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, just since you brought it up, like, you have a I don't know if it's a viral video, but a lot of people paid attention to when you're up on the boulevard and you ran into your father.
Yeah. So we were protesting, and it was one of the first times that I went to go protest the Shrine Auditorium here in Los Angeles, where I knew that they always do their New Year's events every year. You know, they have the Scientology New Year's event at the mm-hmm. Shrine Auditorium. And I just knew that part of that for all the years that I was a child raised, quote unquote, in. I always feel weird saying a child raised in it, because I feel like being raised feels like an endearing term, which wasn't happening with children.
But you were a kid when you're in Scientology.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to be a child in Scientology.
They
don't even consider. It's actually it's degrading to act like a child or be a child in Scientology.
But you are a kid.
In the outside world, this is where we need to make people aware of
yeah,
this.
So yeah, we're
this
get
is
into
where
it.
We get into the child trafficking yeah. and the slavery of children and making them do things that.
So
why would they be doing this 20 years later?
So the dark, there's a real dark side to it.
There's very dark. In fact, there's nothing about Scientology that isn't manipulative and dark.
They try to extort money from me. I went into their office
that's
once.
That's the norm. That's the normal thing that they're going to do that they find is normal, that they think is normal.
They straight up asked me how much I had in my account.
Yeah, that's
and
a normal thing.
And I paused and I said, my mom and dad don't even ask me that.
Yeah. Like, why are you asking me that? And they don't even understand the uncomfortability of that. Like, the boundary that they're crossing, that's okay to ask someone
They're
that? Like, well, you shouldn't have a button. You shouldn't have an issue with not talking about money. That's a thing we're going to help you with.
Dude, I think I gave them something, a $15. I gave
do
them something.
Something. You have to do something to kind of get out and be
I
like,
had
all right,
to.
Let me think about it.
They were.
Let me think about if I'm going to tell you how much is in my account.
Like a dog on a bone. They were. Yeah, I could not leave their facility.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So
let's go back to the seeing my dad, right, mm-hmm. protesting. I felt very vulnerable, very vulnerable. I swear to God, I was having like a slow panic attack. And it was not an attack of being like, because I'm a singer, I perform. I understood the difference between being like, you know, having butterflies and excitement and going on stage and confusing that with anxiety or something, or having what I felt. And I was just like, why do I feel so nauseous? Why do I feel so weird?
When did you catch him? Like, did you recognize him right away?
No. So I wasn't even sure if I was going to go. I was just excited that I heard Streets talking to A.A. Ron, one of my good friends, Aaron.
Yo, shout out to
A.A. Ron.
Yo, I'm a fan of A.A. Ron.
Huge fan of A.A. Ron.
We love A.A. Ron here at the Stevie Weeby Show. If you're ever in L.A., brother, I got you Korean barbecue, brother.
And all come of on, us. Let's yeah, all yeah. go.
And come on through, bro. I got
oh,
you.
He would love to be
I
on
love A.A. Ron. Support his channel.
We love A.A. Ron. Growing up in Scientology on YouTube.
Dope content. But continue.
So I saw Streets LA on A.A. Ron's show talking about Streets going like, you know, Aaron saying, hey.
Wait, William?
William, yeah.
Yo, we love William Good here, too.
Streets LA.
Yo, that's the neighborhood homie. We love William Good in these parts.
We love William.
Yeah.
Such a sweet soul. Mm-hmm. So educational.
Enforcer.
Like, he's literally, yeah.
Enforcing it.
And showing you when emotional anger or resentment should be used. And it's very valid. Mm-hmm. Like, it also made it, like, it's not okay to hold people's emotions and tell them, like, when they're allowed to do things. That is also manipulative and very inhumane to the human.
Right.
When emotions should just be felt and dealt with while they're going.
Flowing, yeah.
Yeah, it should be like, oh, I didn't like what you said. Oh, I noticed that. You made a sad face. Or whatever it is. We're so fucked up with our emotions that the way police officers talk to us or think that they have some authority. Mm-hmm. So I've learned all this just protesting, but learned through Streets and DOA. And, like, there's so many people that I've learned so much stuff
on. So you know the law. You know...
I don't know it. I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I feel a lot more confident dealing with the police. The police are actually now the people that I have issues with, where I'm going like, why are you already, because they're being paid or hired by the Scientologist building or entities, they already have a bias of people like me being out there protesting.
Why?
Because they already know it's about Scientology.
But you're peaceful.
We are. But the police are being paid by Scientology.
Oh, is that right?
100%.
That's they're on the payroll?
They're also getting paid overtime. So
really?
Like the last protest we just did, I mean, we're protesting every night and day now, but like when we have a bigger protest, when I've seen more people come together, like the last one we did was Easter, and we were protesting the fact that Scientology thinks it's okay to promote an Easter thing on L. Ron Hubbard Way and bring in the goats and all these animals and bring in kids and shit to this thing that they are literally, this is one of their outlets of child trafficking, bringing families from other country thinking they have a pass to be in America, and saying like, oh, I could work and dedicate my life to this really nice organization, not even knowing that they are there under Scientology. They don't even realize it's Scientology until they've already committed themselves into a good course.
Oh,
their child's
wow.
already into it. So they try to keep the word Scientology out of their recruitment.
So they mask it.
100%, because people have done their research. They do know a little bit about Scientology, or they know like there's a lot of backlash to people trying to leave, et cetera.
Yeah,
and that's just barely coming out.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard was a nasty man, huh?
He's literally a manipulative
even the way
he looked,
he looked like he had B.O. and his teeth were all...
It's pretty amazing.
But he looked like his teeth were messed up.
It's pretty amazing. Well, that's because he was degrading. But the thing is he... It's amazing what the human vulnerable mind will do and think about a person that you think is a god or a
powerful. He was just a nerd, right? He wrote like science fiction.
I wouldn't give that much credit to him. Nerd is like a cool thing, I think, for people.
But he was
like,
just a dude that wrote a lot.
He was getting paid something like a penny per word. So he was just like, oh, I'm writing his sci-fi.
Yeah.
So he was writing a lot. And during that, he got a little bit of a cult following. Like, oh, we are into your sci-fi, whatever that was.
Yeah.
That turned into, oh, what am I going to do? I'm getting all this money. I'm getting attacked. I'm getting, the IRS is after me. I'm a con, pretty much. Conning money and fucking making, all we need to do is start a religion. That's
How accurate was the movie The Master? Is that pretty accurate? Because I've seen
it. So accurate in what degree? Like, how accurate is
depicting
Scientology
the character
in the aftermath?
Like
you
depicting
know, the,
like
the,
Philip Seymour Hoffman as L. Ron Hubbard. Was that pretty accurate as far as the acting and
I
the
never
depiction?
Knew L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
But based on now, the interviews I do on my own YouTube channel and stuff like that.
Let's plug it real quick. What's your YouTube?
YouTube? I was like, are you going to unplug something?
No. Plug it right here.
My YouTube is Lara FM or Lara Anderson Official. That's right. But Lara, L-A-R-A, FM. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Lara FM,
Subscribe.
SPTV.
Subscribe today.
Do it now. Everybody take a minute.
Yeah. That's crazy. But I'm just, you're guessing if, I mean, he looked like, as far as
Like, it's just, you were talking about his grossness, L. Ron Hubbard, how he
yeah,
looked
he just,
physically.
He looked like a the smelly thing man. Is that,
yeah, but they also had photoshopped and photos and, you know, like, what do you call those, like statues of yeah, him everywhere yeah. in every org, and we'd be clapping to him. And now that I've, oh yeah, there we go. Now that I've been talking about it, about how L. Ron Hubbard was to these other people, these elder, they're older than me now, but they were young kids working with L. Ron Hubbard when they were 11, 12. And so I was asking him, like, how, and it's really weird, you know, peeling my own onion and my own head and what's going on and learning about things and making my own fucking choices, yeah, yeah, whether yeah. people like them or not. Like, you know, everybody, like, it's so weird to see somebody still, multiple people, many people that I've talked to on my YouTubes and off, that still want to validate L. Ron Hubbard in some way.
What?
Like not validate, like they say things like, God, I don't want my friend to be mad at me, but I'm going to say it. Like, they said something like, oh, you know, yeah, I know he was really nice. You know, there was this one time I was helping him fix his tie and helping him get dressed because, you know, he had broken his. And I said to her, I said, why was a 12-year-old helping L. Ron Hubbard fix his tie? I just like, I was like, that to me is so gross. When now yeah. I've been a child raised in this whole thing of auditing and then auditing people, elderly men, sec checking, they call it security checking, which is like a child. We were being trained as children. In fact, the younger you are in Scientology as a child, the more looked up you are. Like, oh, look at this 12-year-old auditor, class 4. Like, there's all these
levels,
right?
Do they even
right?
know what they're doing?
The child?
Yeah.
No.
So they're
does
brain,
any
brainwash?
Child, this no. is why we say protesting all the time. Yo. Children cannot consent. They Yo. Cannot consent. Hashtag kids can't consent. When you look that up, it means we're talking about kids cannot consent to Scientology. Yo. No matter. So parents of outside Scientologists, stop already raising your children in a mindset where we are showing you there is an organization that has mental control over these elderly people. Stop raising your children into this, because we are the children that are out of it. And we're going like, we can't even get our own family members out. So back to full circle.
Yeah,
Back to finally protesting, not meeting streets, but seeing him on A.A. Ron's show and then knowing he was going to go protest. He was like, yeah, I'm going to be at the Shrine Auditorium.
Wait,
Aaron
your dad?
No, Streets LA.
Oh, Streets LA.
So I knew people were going to be out there out at Shrine Auditorium. So I texted my friend Jen. I was like, I kind of was like feeling really, you know, anxiety, whatever it is, and PTSD, whatever it is.
Anxiety.
And I was just like, okay, I'll text my friend Jen. And I text her like, hey, I was thinking about going there, you know, Streets LA may be there and whatever. And I just think it would be cool. And she was like, yeah, cool. Do you want me to pick you up? And I was like, oh, shit. Then in my mind, I was like, okay, I really am going now. So then I was like, my friend Jen wasn't there. I don't know if I would have made it there. I don't know. I probably would have made some excuse. Yeah. Anyway, so it was really cool. She was there, that we showed up. That then when I got there, there was some people and I was like, hi, like had my my goldenrod. I had it also. It was obvious. My sign. Da, da, da. So the whole time, you know, I was thinking I was going to see my mom.
Is your mom in it?
My mom is up at the headquarters still at Golden Air Productions in Hemet.
Oh, man.
And so what they do on these big events is my mom, I know what her job is. She actually is the editor. She's the video librarian editor that matches up all the editing that they've put together, the fake PR, the propaganda of all these fake videos. Oh, we've helped the world. We went here to this site and helped all these people. They line it up to the leader speech. My mom's job in the Sea Org is to line up and make sure that on the live speech, while David Miscavige, the leader, is talking at the event, that the images are lined up on the screen.
Shame on you, Mr.
About.
Miscavige. Shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, shame on him for a lot of things. But so I just felt like, okay, my mom's going to be coming down on this bus run, that their private little bus run from in headquarters down to the shrine. I knew. And so I was kind of looking for her, but then I was like, oh, maybe the chances are already going to have her locked up and away from me and away from the outside protest, whatever. So it was just on my mind, right? And because of that, as I was going, you know, there was a certain point I was talking to somebody and I was, you know, I was telling the cops, like, you guys are ridiculous. What's the permit? They were lying always to us about the permit, where it was.
This on the boulevard?
Outside the Shrine Auditorium.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was already confused. Then Streets comes and I was like, oh my God, hi Streets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, hey, Ron, hey, I met Streets. It was great, right? Going, you know, like 10, 15 minutes go by, angry gay Pope. He's been an old protester of Scientology. He's been fucking in this shit forever. I was like, oh my God, talking to him. Da, da, da. They walk away. And as I'm like talking to the police and telling one of the plants from Scientology, like, dude, are you serious? You're going to listen to my conversation and then you're going to just think this is okay? Like, why? As I was like talking to him and I was kind of doing a funny dance, SPs are free.
What's a plant?
Like a Scientology plant. Like they're there to be friendly to you, but they're really, or they're there to distract you from protesting.
So they're like in disguise? They're in disguise?
They'll wear civilian clothes, as they call it.
Oh, really? And they're called plants?
Plants. Like, I didn't know that. They're there to do a job. There's no reason they're there other than to distract us or to talk to us or to record or get to instigate us to like, to try to trigger them to like make us cause an assault.
Gotcha. Continue.
Which is what they do all the time. So anyways, as I'm doing this, I'm out there kind of like on an adrenaline, but like, oh my God, whatever. I was talking to somebody and I was like, oh my, I swear to God, on my eye, I saw a cart and an image of a man pushing the cart. And I thought in my head, like, oh, that looks like my dad. And I was like, that's not my dad. I'm just thinking it could be because of all the Sea Org members and everybody around. And then as I was like doubting myself, I looked and I was like, everybody knows their dad. You know how they walk, you know, the little subtle things. And I was like, oh my God, that is my dad. And so then I was like, dad. And I just was like, oh my God, is he going to, like, what if he just looks at me? Like, I was just trying to get something out of him. I was like, dad. Yeah. And I kind of like even hid my
proud
ass 10 feet, like literally on the sidewalk. And so they were walking the sidewalk. Yeah. And he was walking like this. Literally walking like that. And I was like, dad. So I was following him down, yelling at him. And I realized, and then in my mind, I was like, oh, he's not going to look at me. I was like, oh, he's probably in shock right now. Like, oh shit, I shouldn't be out here. Can't believe that's definitely my daughter.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to keep my TRs in my confront as they've trained them. And my mind literally was like, oh my God, he's not going to listen. And then I was like, in my live stream, I was like, where's my live stream? And
you're live streaming?
Yeah, my friend Jen.
On YouTube?
Yeah, my YouTube. And I was like, Jen, she was holding the live stream. And at the same time, I'm seeing my dad, somebody is delivering me a bouquet of flowers. And still to this day, I don't remember where they came from or everything. I was kind of like, somebody was like, Laura, it's for you. Goldenrod, you're wearing out. And I was like, who is this from? I was like, guys. And in my live stream, I was like, that was my dad. That's my dad. And I was telling the police, I was like, that's my dad. I was kind of like in shock.
So your adrenaline was going.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw your father?
5 years before that. 6 years, when I got declared, when they excommunicated me.
What does declared mean? I don't know these terms.
Declared an SP. Suppressive person, which means like you get kicked out. And you're not allowed to speak to or connect in any way, shape, or form, even through other family members or other people, directly at all to a declared SP.
So you're excommunicated, basically.
I'm a declared suppressive person.
So did he look at you at all?
No, he went faster and pushed it on.
Then I was like intense.
I was like, well, I'm on the live stream. And I was like, hey, you're protesting. You better keep it together. It was so many things. And then I was so mad at the police officers for not listening to us and believing us and then lying to us about, because the fact is, like, if they weren't lying to us about the permit, I could have walked on the sidewalk and walked with my dad. I know that's stupid, but like, I just was like, you guys are not helping us.
So do they brainwash you? Like, why?
That's what it is.
It's just brainwashing?
Every study, every course, everything you do, every book you're reading about L. Ron Hubbard is to be in the thick and the mind of the way that L. Ron Hubbard thought and how he processed and how he manipulated people and how he stole black magic and MK Ultra tactics to 100%.
He does MK Ultra?
And he literally takes tactics from all kinds of, I would say, mind control. People could call it witchcraft you know, whatever it is, but it's mind control.
Really?
And it's to take over the thinking and the way that people think in their lives for themselves. Scientology does that.
Can I ask you how you got out of it? Like, when did you wake up, or how did you rebel, or like the trajectory to the point where you were in it, and then when you realize I can't do this anymore, I'm out. Isn't it hard to leave Scientology?
Yeah. So, and there's never a lot of humans want to have this mind thinking of thinking, oh, I was done with it and I'm out. No, that's actually not. It's a long, slow, interrogative, intrusive, completely disgusting mind fuck.
Yeah.
Rethinking how you think about yourself. You can only leave if you tell us everything.
Oh, so they have blackmail on you?
Oh, 100%.
So wait, recordings?
And the thing, so wait, when you go get you? Auditing, when you get any person getting auditing.
Wait, describe what auditing is for people who might
exactly.
not know.
Yeah, and that's a just big difference.
Because you're pretty advanced with the language.
It's a big difference. Auditing in the outside world is like what Streets LA do, or people who audit, you know, they're auditing the police, or which means they're documenting their behavior. They're following what they're doing. They're seeing like calling them out on their illegal shit. In Scientology, they call, auditing is like you're going in session. You're getting a session. You're paying for this auditing. You actually pay money for hours of this auditing.
You've been audited?
Hour.
You've
yes.
been
And yes, 100%.
Okay, can I pretend, you're the auditor, pretend that I'm getting audited. So what, okay, sit down, okay.
So there's different forms of auditing.
So
you
just
can,
do a mock auditing, like real quick, just to do a presentation.
Okay, so.
Do I have to hold on to the lightsabers?
You would be sometimes on the cans, okay. Or it doesn't even have to be. The thing is, we get distracted by this fake machine, which was made up, this e-meter.
With those silver lightsaber
with the
things?
And
yeah, the cans.
The e-meter.
Okay, so it doesn't do anything.
It is supposed to. I can't say or not. I don't even know how to fucking do electronics.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Oh, let's just do it.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Though. There were my sister and people, kids at the Int Ranch where we grew up as little cadets. Again, with the growing up because we didn't grow up.
Where is the ranch located?
In Hemet, 15 minutes away from the headquarters,
Hemet.
Golden Air Productions.
Gotcha.
And it was away on Indian, private Native Indian property out there. So actually, a lot of years later, realizing life. I was like, even social services and child services couldn't go onto the
really?
Int Ranch property.
Why
without
not?
Notifying the chief of the Native Indians, and then he would notify the ranch Sea Org member executive in charge.
Oh, because it was on Native
kids.
Land?
Right. So they have to get permission.
Oh, Lord.
So that's just one thing. I mean, there was other cadet orgs and other ranches and things like that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying specifically for the Int Ranch cadet org, it was very seclusive even in that way.
So in auditing, do they ask you, like, just
so
ask
auditing,
me.
So auditing, it's
okay,
like basically.
I'm ready for my audit.
I have to, okay, so. They also call sec checking or anything.
I'm ready.
So first of all, they'll have you relax and da da da. And and did you eat well? Did you
have
enough
food? Yeah,
I did. And did you sleep well?
Yes,
okay,
Laura.
You haven't drank any
alcohol
and no drugs.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And so you would start it, but like there would be questions like interrogating before you do any session. You have to.
So go ahead.
You have to ask things like, "Did you masturbate?
When?
Exactly when." But you know what's gross?
Okay, yeah, you know,
here's
I'll be
the
honest.
Dark, dirty
I'll be honest.
Shit, though.
Okay, let's just stay
They're
on that.
They're having 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds normalize this, asking, like, remember how I said, see, the younger you are and the more trained you are, the more, like, looked up you are. Like, wow, you must be a past life.
Okay, so ask me again the same question.
So the question, and it would be straight up.
Okay, yeah, okay,
it would
no,
be
no.
straight up, like.
I'm going to answer it.
So, Stevie.
Yeah.
Are you masturbating?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you do that?
Last night.
Okay, what time was that?
Around 3 in the morning.
And where were you?
I was in the dorm.
In which room?
3A.
Okay, and were you on your bunk bed? What was
yes,
what
and
was
then
the, how, what
yeah,
was
I was
the position. Where
I
were
was
you?
On my back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you using your right or your left hand?
My
I'm
right.
I'm not joking.
No.
Okay.
My right hand.
I'll keep my TR.
And I made a homemade fifi.
No, we're gonna break.
Okay,
that down.
Go ahead.
You can't just skip
okay,
to
okay,
that.
Okay,
that's theedy weedy.
I'm sorry.
We need exact details.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
What were you thinking about?
I got on Pornhub.
So you're watching Pornhub, okay. So
yes.
As I'm doing this, I'm writing this all down,
okay.
By the way, and a camera's on you and the e-meter camera's
yes, ma'am.
On you. And I'm detecting your sensitivity
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, okay,
right?
Yeah.
That we're bullshit being trained
I'm
on.
I'm being honest
and
with you.
And you feel that this machine is working.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
So what were you thinking about?
Well, I
would
wasn't
go
thinking.
Dark.
I wasn't thinking, I was looking.
And what were you watching?
I was watching porn. I just told you I was
and
on
I
a porn
And I would
hub.
Ask you in detail what you were watching.
I would POV Granny Cream Pie.
Okay, but I would say, what is that? I would break it down. I would break it down
okay,
into
okay, okay.
how
so
many
they would be that
how many times did you jerk off and how long did you and when
with
and
35,
then did you go back to 30, doing it again?
37 minutes.
And then what were you thinking of while you were doing that?
Grandmothers.
And literally, and it'll go back like, okay, so in a lifetime, did you have sexual affairs with your grandmother?
No, I just fantasize about it because I'm
okay,
attracted
so
to
then
older ladies.
So they would
ladies.
Have this all on the record.
Yeah, okay.
That you do this and maybe you're embarrassed and we're going to, okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Laura.
See, there's a reason we have open podcasts these days, because we don't give a fuck anymore.
Dude, that
like,
was
that's
sick.
The thing.
Yeah.
Is we I'm don't not, give a shit. We're open.
No,
we're not hiding nothing.
Yeah,
this
there's
is what
no
we
shame
like.
In it.
Okay.
Are they going to use that against me?
Right. So the only shame is that when a 12-year-old is interrogating a 50-year-old
well,
man about
but that changes
pedophilia.
It. Oh, that changes it.
A lot more.
But I'm the young one. I'm 12.
Yeah. It can go both ways.
Wait,
like
I'm the
I
young
said,
one. I'm
sure.
I'm the young one. Sure, how's that even, wrong?
That
that I'm looking up grandmothers. How's that? What's wrong with that?
We're gonna. It's just nothing. We're Scientology. As long as you pay for the auditing.
Did
session,
I pass the audit?
As long as you pay, as long as you tell us more about that.
Wait, what do you mean? Do I have to pay for the audit?
And if you're okay with that, they're gonna go straight into like, okay, what are you not okay with telling us?
What do you mean by that?
Like, no, there's they'll go into, I don't
no,
know, I'm
no.
not a gross,
oh
dark person,
God.
But
oh.
they will go dark. And guess what? So this is the point.
Oh my
you get
God.
These people who are still addicted, right? These OT3s and OT5s and
what does that
Tom
mean?
Cruise OT7 levels. They've paid so much money for all these auditing
okay.
where they feel comfortable.
Can I ask you a question?
To go past life and make up things or not make up,
okay.
but really feel or whatever it was because they were molesting a child or.
Whoa.
Exactly. They
when
are allowed
in-
to pay money to get this off an auditing and say, thank you for telling us.
When I was
your
in,
needle is floating. Now you can walk out and you're good. You go to the next step.
So when I was in the room, I was in this office room.
And you're
was,
not allowed to leave the room
but there's
at
a,
all.
There's a, periodic table. Is that like the different levels of OT?
The bridge mean? The,
well, no, it was like a periodic table of different courses.
Right.
And,
that it'll tell you that's it's like a, yeah, this is your bridge to total freedom. There's many courses you have to take to go up the bridge to total
right.
freedom.
So the audit's over. I don't. We're done with the audit.
Yeah,
okay,
the,
thank
end
you.
End of session.
End of session.
Yeah.
So how much do you have to pay for that, the audit? I have
depends
to pay them?
If you want like a bougie, but cute, young auditor that, you know, I feel comfortable with her, I'm going to pay extra.
But as a kid, you have to pay for that? Kids are getting audited? Or
oh,
teenager?
All the time. Yeah, but in the Sea Org, you sign a billion-year contract.
How are you going to?
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
In the Sea Org,
a billion years.
You sign a billion-year contract. So as long as you're in the Sea Org, you don't have to pay for any of your auditing or sec checking. But if you leave, like I did, you get a freeloader bill. It's called a freeloader bill where you have to pay for all the auditing and the sec checking you got while you were in the Sea Org.
Oh, my God.
If you leave the Sea Org.
How
even
gonna,
if you're still a Scientologist.
How are you going to fulfill a billion-year contract?
I mean, if you're born and raised and groomed in this in a very manipulative, sick L. Ron Hubbard way, you don't even think outside. There's no outside. You've been groomed your whole life. And then somehow, because your parents have brought you into this and they're so proud of you for being so ethical and so on it and groomed, basically,
mm-hmm.
There's no even further authority or love to go to. You just think, oh, my God, my mom's so proud of me. I'm so like I'm doing such a good thing. And now I'm above my mom in rank. And
how did your parents get into this stuff?
They from Canada. They were in Toronto. They met in Toronto organization in Canada.
Really?
In like 1975 or something.
Oh my. Do you have siblings in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, brother, sister. My whole family that I know is in it. And then the people that aren't in it won't talk to me because they're afraid of losing the one little slight connection they have to my mom and dad.
Do they know? Are they going to watch this interview?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
so
I'm
they're
sure
gonna know
they secretly...
They're going to know who Stevie Weeby is?
Oh, hell yeah. That's all you need to worry about. That's all you need to worry about. You're good. You're good, Stevie. You're good. My
really?
Family
we,
will
we,
know you. And in Canada, they will know who
hey,
Stevie
Weeby watch
is.
It there. You know,
Cousin
watch
Dan,
it.
Dan,
don't
let's
come,
go.
Don't come around these parts. I got William Goode on my corner. I got,
and you got me.
Yeah. And then, don't come around my neighborhood. You don't want to come around these parts. You know what I mean, right? Don't even think
no
about it. Don't even think
here,
about
no
it.
More.
Don't think about it. Right? Don't think about it.
No.
Let's this is interesting to me. Let's go let's keep going on the trajectory of you leaving in like
yeah, so there's yeah. many layers. So you have to get I got interrogated, you know, about everything. All those weird things that you feel like nobody oh god, I tried his little
Yeah.
brain zippy
Yeah. That's orange creamsicle. You like that? It matches your outfit.
I like it.
Does it remind you of Jamba Juice a little bit? A little bit?
Yeah, like that yummy.
Yeah, why don't you try this rainbow one?
No.
This is like rainbow candy.
This, is,
this is like Skittles.
This is getting me because I don't smoke.
Oh, but this is like Skittles. Just try this too.
No.
Okay, you're good with that?
Yeah, this
okay,
is kind cool. of like, this kind of like tastes like Thai tea a little bit too.
There you go.
Like an orange Thai tea.
And then you mentioned you did smoke cigarettes like me, right? How many? What'd you smoke? Marlboros? Marlboro Wait, Reds?
Full Circle.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like I've met Stevie a while ago. Okay, here we go.
You mentioned this before the cameras were
running.
Yeah.
I was like,
go
should
ahead.
We roll?
Go ahead.
So I was watching your interview with Streets, and you mentioned that you would go to the pool hall, that Crazy Girls. I was in a band called Little Red Radio.
Did I?
Little Red Radio. Oh. We were this crazy party band.
Really?
And we would play pool. I think I played pool with you at the fucking club. I'm not kidding. Because I was like a wild girl in Little Red Radio, like
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
And I looked probably like, you know, the little slutty yeah. girls that were around. But oh. I wasn't. I was just kind of like a tougher girl.
When was this? Early 2000?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like I worked at that.
Six, ma- five,
that
seven,
makes That makes
eight.
Sense because I worked at Amoeba at the time. And
yeah.
I'd
when
go
it was
more.
Down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
So I remembered your face. Like you were, I was like, oh, he's here. Like I remember that. And you know who we were opening up for? Crazy Town.
Oh, okay. I remember Crazy Town.
Yeah, you're my butterfly.
Yeah.
I was singing with him on the stage because his voice was so fucked
up
from drugs.
Of course.
And we became really good friends. And I was like, I loved backing him up because I was like listening to the song while I was digging trenches at the fucking Int Ranch.
Yeah. And we're gonna get into your music too.
Yeah. So I was in that. But Little Red Radio was my first only band that I was in before I started doing like Lara FM.
You have a good memory. I don't really remember that. Yeah.
Some things just come up. And I'm like, oh, my God. I blacked that shit out.
That's crazy.
And I just didn't think it was important. It wasn't important, but now it is.
But look how it comes back.
Full circle.
That's crazy. So you're getting audited. When did you start waking up? Like, when did you start
There's
rebelling?
No waking up. So I thought I was leaving the Sea Org to mm-hmm. do more for Scientology when I left the Sea Org. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Tom Cruise, this is funny. The security guard sec checking me was laughing at me. When I finished all the two, they put you through a 200 question plus more because mine was tailor made because I was a child born and raised in this. So they needed to make sure I wasn't being negative. Like mm-hmm. I was leaving on good terms and that I was really waiting, just mm-hmm. begging to make amends to them. And mm-hmm. I was going to show them how good of a Scientologist I was.
Oh, wow.
So when I was on that note and I made a joke like Tom Cruise, you know, if he's as famous as he is, we're working 24 hours a day. Basically, we dedicated a billion years. So we're spending our whole lives in the Sea Org. I was like, I feel like I can do more. I feel like I have more energy. Or I have like, oh, and I went all the way up in the Sea Org. I ran for the leader. I was down. I was a messenger running for the executives.
In the Sea Org?
In the Sea Org in Clearwater during the Lisa McPherson case. Lisa McPherson died at the Fort Harrison under the care of Scientology.
How do you get up to the Sea Org that level? How do you get recruited?
You have to. Well, because I was born and raised in it, they already knew that I knew the ethics book and all the policies verbatim. So I was like going through the EPF and that's all the boot camp, all that they have people from the outside, Scientology family members. You can't just join the Sea Org. You have to be groomed from your parents or from other Scientologists as you're growing up to even think that Scientology is legit at all.
Did you ever sail? Did you sail a lot then?
No. Did we sail?
But you're in the Sea Org. I thought you were hitting the sea.
So L. Ron Hubbard, as I said, was a runaway felon. So he
because he knew the maritime law. The law of the water.
Because
it's a different law. The law of the land and the law of the water. Maritime.
They couldn't arrest him. And there are so many stories. I've had people on my own personal podcast on YouTube that work for L. Ron Hubbard that would say, oh, there were so many times where he would... they would say, oh, we're not going to port in this island because the feds are waiting for him. And so they would turn and move to a hole, and he literally got away. He was
different
running
laws.
Away from the feds.
Yeah, because he's a different
he
law.
He was
the
evading
land, the water,
all the
maritime.
Tax money that because he didn't get the... And he was spending money on who knows where and how much.
Was he on cocaine?
He was on all the drugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so keep going. This is interesting, yeah.
From where? Where were we?
We're talking about...
I lose memory. No,
we're talking about you. We're talking about the Sea Org, and then we want to get to the point where you leave, where you decided to leave.
So Tom Cruise, I was telling him, like telling the security checker, and got to a point they shipped me off to one of the motel birthing dorms, like the dorms where they birth, they call it birthing. Birth, like where you... It's probably a sea thing.
Okay.
From
it's like a sea term.
So the bunk beds, basically. Eight to ten people in, like, literally a bedroom.
Co-ed?
A one bedroom. No.
All female?
Female or male. Totally
really?
Separate.
Oh, absolutely not allowed. Okay.
No dating, no effing, nothing until you're married.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just holding hands and slight kissing here and there. No heavy petting.
Nothing.
You can get sent to the RPF, the Rehabilitation
Caught you? What if they caught you?
You get sent to the RPF.
If they caught you making out on the...
making out is okay, but they might be like, hey guys, off schedule, and you're, you know, sitting in the stairs in the dark, you know, you don't want that reactive mind to kick in.
Right. What does that mean?
Like your bad mind, your slutty 2D. The That's the reactive auditing.
Mind.
Yeah,
is
clearing.
The sinful
when you go
mind.
Clear, yeah, when you, there's analytical and reactive. So when you go clear, when they say we're clearing the planet, they're clearing every human body. They're going to have you go into
thetans.
Of their reactive mind.
Isn't that the thetans, the body thetans?
That's upper level. That's OT3s. Then you start auditing. Once you're really wrapped in it, then you start auditing your BTs, body thetans, off the real thetan that is you.
Because they came from the volcano.
Like you're a pedophile and all these because it's just not you. It's the body.
The body
thetans
attached.
Auditing will. That's why you don't need to go to jail or the law.
They're like demons.
Don't go to the outside authorities because you only can handle this through auditing, Scientology auditing.
It's such a weird belief system.
But
it is. It's bizarre.
It's
bizarre. It's bizarre
and weird, and it doesn't do any good really.
It's weird.
And then the worst is that they really are feeding off of. Vulnerable minds.
Yeah.
Fear, vulnerability, young children's
minds. So it's blackmail, it's fear, it's coercion.
All they're doing in auditing and science is they're recording the data that you're giving them. And they are learning to see and think how you see and think. And then they are shifting, slowly manipulating you to shift to thinking this is how you should think, this is how you should be, you should be a Scientologist. And the moment you want to step out of that, you start getting, you're kind of going off purpose. You're kind of going off the rails. Hey, are you talking to so-and-so? You can't talk to your mom and dad until you get that handled.
Yeah.
And so there's all these little things, right? Oh. And not only did I come out and pay the freeloader debt, which was hell because I had to borrow money from this Scientologist and they were threatening like, hey, you didn't pay me back. Yeah, you said you were. And it was just like, oh my God. And then I was being manipulated by that person's brother who was dating me. I wasn't even 17 and they were like 28. And I was just like, it's just gross. Like the whole world of not knowing anything, not even owning or holding our own passports or IDs forever. OSA.
But what about money? And like,
you don't need money in the Sea Org because they don't. You shouldn't even. That's out of valence. That's other. They call it other fish to fry. We're here frying. We have a purpose here, and you're frying some other fish.
But how are you supposed to live?
You don't need to. They take care of it all. You live in a dorm. They give you this allowance. You have your uniform. You don't need anything else.
Really?
It's literally that bad.
So what about
everything is controlled. Every second of your day, even on the job in a Sea Org, like you're auditing, if you're an auditor, if you're the toilet cleaner, if you're the dishwasher, like my dad is right now, dishwashing after 40 plus years.
He's washing dishes.
That's why he was pushing the cart. At the end of the event, he was getting all the dishes, which made you see my emotion when I see him. And I was like, Dad, I was like, what else can I say to you? Other than get out. This is so horrible. Like your own daughter is fucking screaming like a crazy person. But then I know his frame of mind. And so I'm like, Dad. And then I could hear Jacob and other people being like, Phil Anderson, are you not going to talk to your daughter?
Oh my goodness.
And it was just like, I was just like, and then I was like, I'm so glad people are actually seeing this.
Oh, and it was live streamed.
Yeah. So I was a mixed emotion.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't hit me till a few days later. I was on with AA Ron. And he told me, and he was like holding his choke in tears. And he was like, when I was watching that, I felt so angry for you. And then I lost it.
He's a good guy.
I was struggling with that emotion. I was feeling so weird. I went and had a few beers after. I was like, with my friend Jen.
Oh, I was like, thank you so much for being there. Yeah.
And then I kept being like, Jen, I can't believe I saw my fucking dad.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was like a dream.
I was like, am I going to wake up tomorrow and this is not real?
So when you're in it, you don't have any freedoms. Do they watch you shit? Like you can't even take a shit like without them watching.
There's literally cameras on every floor, like in the
in the bathroom
and everywhere in the outside of the hallway. So they know literally if somebody's been in a bathroom too long.
Oh,
or they can actually track where the Sea Org member last was.
So
they can be like, oh, they went in the bathroom.
So
they fell asleep in the bathroom. That's where they went.
So what are they?
He didn't blow. He didn't run away.
Yeah,
they call it blowing. If you blow, you blow. That's what there's some people. There's Claire and Mark Headley. They have a channel called Blown for Good. He has a book called Blown for and a channel called Blown for
Good.
But that's what it means. They blew and they left for good.
So that means blowing is escaping.
Like escaping. You're running away. So when people say, how did you escape? It's either like you either blew or you did the proper things to rat out, interrogate, you got sec checked, and it took a long time. It takes months to leave, and that's all you're doing. And they put you on heavy work. You're scrubbing dumpsters with toothbrushes. They're putting you on the worst work for no reason, just to make you feel like at least you're doing the worst thing to leave the best group that you're leaving, but at least you're following the rule. Like, it's really fucking belittling. It's so abusive. It's yeah. so horrible. Oh. And any age you're at, old or young, you have to go through this trying to leave. So you either end up unaliving yourself. I've learned to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay.
Unaliving yourself, or you get too old, you give up, and you stay, and then you die. Because oh they don't take care of elderly. They neglect the elderly. It's just bad on all
oh
levels.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way out of Scientology.
So you're a lucky one.
Am I? Yeah. I've lost everything.
But you have your freedom.
This is true.
You're not.
We're able to talk on an open mic like
you
this.
Know what I'm saying?
I love it.
So if a Scientologist was in here right now, what
they would faint.
What would they say? Would they zap me with the laser?
No, I mean they would leave. But
they would. But they would
if they were
take
forced
my info,
to hear what
would they
we
take
saying,
my info?
They probably would start to get de-brainwashed. That's the thing. The moment they. That's why. Scientologists are not allowed to look at the internet. They're not allowed to.
What?
They're not allowed to type in Scientology. They have to go to Scientology.net. Like their Scientology.
So it's like North Korea?
Literally, I was waiting for you to say that. I just didn't want to say it.
Yo, give me a pound. That's real. That's real.
But it might even be worse because you're apparently free in America.
Damn.
And then you have the LAPD and everybody on the side of Scientology.
Oh
so
my.
How are you supposed to get help if you're trying to leave other than having SPTV Foundation or new foundations that are directly just helping people trying to leave?
Damn. And they don't have to pay taxes.
God. And then the people protesting get all these fake SWAT calls. They're just nonstop. People getting arrested. They purposely do it over weekends where it's a four-day weekend.
What's a SWAT call?
DOA, Defender of Ants, was in jail for 6 days over a weekend for no reason. And
why?
Then DA dropped the charges.
Is that a protester on the...
Yeah, the
yeah,
Defender
yeah.
of Ants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has his whole van wrapped. The end, the back
yeah,
of it
yeah,
says
yeah, yeah,
SPTV.
Right, 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 right.
And it has all... He painted himself like all the children and people who unalive themselves.
Is that your homie?
Yes.
That's your
literally,
homie.
They're all my streets is my fucking
yeah,
homie.
That's
they're
the
all,
homie. That's your
these
homie.
These are people I can trust that I have no fear from them. I've learned them. I've
yeah, yeah.
seen where they're.
Oh, no, he's a good dude.
Then vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's real.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's more
so
of them.
So isn't that great to know you have a support system
hell
now?
Hell yeah. It's literally
that's
giving
your
me
army.
So much passion.
Right.
So, like, I have passion. It's giving me an outlet to put it.
Right.
I always even criticize my own music and stuff because I was like, oh, nobody really knows. And then if I was going to try to explain it, you better watch what you're saying. So I was just like, always like, well, I'm secretly telling my story through my songs. And now these are songs I wrote 8 years ago, 10 years ago, even. So,
yeah.
And people are loving them now. And
how
I'm
do
like,
people
this is so cool.
How do people listen to your music right now? How do they find it?
Spotify, iTunes.
Under Laura FM?
YouTube. Go to my YouTube
DeLaura
and
FM?
Look at my music videos and all that. Yeah. LARAFM. Go to my website. My website is Laura.FM.
What kind of, how do you best describe your music?
Everything. Like, I is really it, love not being put in a box. I love...
Do you play
I
guitar?
No, I dabble with a bunch of instruments. I love being in the studio recording it, and I love performing what
oh.
I record.
Do you do electronic stuff, too?
I do everything.
Everything?
Yeah, I love dab. I cannot actually wait to do, like, a jazz album. But, like, I guess my thing for people to know... I do have a vibe, I think, people constantly say, is, like, 80s and 90s vibe. Whatever
yeah,
it
yeah.
is, like, it could be jazz or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Do you like Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, I love her. I love her. And there's things like, there are some really famous mm-hmm, artists mm-hmm. that I love.
Prince, you like Prince?
Love Prince. Fucking
Purple
love
Purple Rain, the mm-hmm. album Purple
yeah,
Rain.
Like, I love it all. And a lot of these people, I've had to learn just over the last 10, 12, 15 years
yeah.
to get to know why they were such big artists.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you weren't allowed, I wasn't allowed to idolize, we weren't allowed to even have pictures
oh, you
of
weren't.
People.
That's
and
right.
You're couldn't. Not allowed to idolize anybody.
B-52s.
Even Scientologists, like, we could idolize a little, but, like, it wouldn't be okay to, like, too much to be, like,
mm-hmm.
certain photos of, you know, Kirstie Alley or Tom
yeah,
Cruise or John Travolta would be allowed, but, like...
Oh, because he was in it, John Travolta.
They still all are. Mentally,
John,
they can't leave.
John Travolta?
Hardcore, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's Kurt, horrible.
His wife passed away,
oh,
Kelly
oh
Preston.
My, oh, no. Is Beck,
Jet,
is Beck
his
a
son?
What about Beck?
He did recently say that he's no longer a Scientologist.
So he doesn't
apparently.
Do it no more. Because I like his music,
yeah.
but once I found out,
yeah.
he was...
We're
okay.
a loser, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get to the point where you dip. How did you leave? I want to at least get that.
I love how he's like, dip. No. First of all, humans, there's no dipping.
Or
out of Scientology.
How you blow.
Is there any chance that I can move this just to take this off?
Yeah, go ahead.
This? Good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
I just
got this today in the mail.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first protest I went to was because this, I guess, channel, podcast, they're called Eat Predators.
Okay.
And
you got the SP logo.
So they made me this shirt, but I actually made, you know, I have a big yellow sign every time I protest.
Yeah.
And it says Proud SP on one side. And they took that and they printed my writing on the
shirt.
That's sick. And,
Are you selling those? Made
it, yeah. So it's on there. It's on Eat Predators website. And I'm going to put this up on my website
that's
for you guys.
That's sick.
Well. But yeah, it's a rendition of mine and their thing. But the first time I went to protest was at the big blue building, and it was because Eat Predators put it together.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. Yeah, and it has the logo right here on the side.
Yeah, we got SP. SP, boom.
Yeah.
And then I got my fun thing, and then they have theirs, and then they made a fun thing in the back. It's kind of, when you have a inside in the Sea Org, they write policy letters.
Oh my gosh.
So they printed it like, Predator has
cult of predatorology.
They're making fun of Scientology.
Hypocritical Ethics Order 666, October 21st, 2023. All cults, all cons, Eat Predator supporters around the world are hereby declared safe persons and are...
Instead of suppressive, we're safe. So we're changing SP. We say safe people or safe person sexy person or silly person or sassy person.
Are you selling those?
Yeah.
Oh, so
it'll be on my website.
Yeah, let's plug that.
There's a on my website, lara.fm. I have Polaroids. I like to keep my website kind of my style, fun and 80s and 90s feel. And so I have Polaroids as links. And there's a specific Polaroid with my little Lara FM pound thing.
Yeah.
That says more merch. And so you click on that, and then you can look, and there's a whole link that says SPTV and more merch. And you click, and it has hoodies, it has all these things, and all these new logos.
That's
anything
sick.
New, I'll put up there.
There you go. How much for a shirt?
$25 or something.
Get yours today, everybody. Get yours today. Right?
Right.
Support
Do
that.
Do it now.
Yeah. All right. I want to get to the point. I'm still hanging on to the point where
keep me aligned.
You blowed the system.
So there's no dipping. That's where we're getting.
Okay,
there's
you blowed.
So finally here, this is basically how they threatened me was they said, basically they put me, like I was telling you, the bunk beds, the dorms, they put me away from the main base in Clearwater.
Wait, how many to a room though in the room?
I'm not kidding. 8 to 10 in, I'm not kidding you, a room with one bathroom.
What?
I'm telling you, an apartment, a little thing, like a little studio apartment like this, there would be a good three, like two bunks here, two bunks there, maybe one by the thing so somebody can get by.
What?
And they all share, and they all have different schedules and stuff.
Oh no. How do you get
and the
that
rooms
good
are like
rest?
And not only that, security comes in and does inspections. HCO, which is this color, like the ethics department, comes in and does inspections and makes sure like you don't have porn magazines under the bed. Like that wouldn't even be allowed.
What a horrible life.
I mean,
that's horrible.
But they're saving the world, right? So you think you're saving the world and I'm dedicating my spirit and my body because bodies, yeah, you just get another body next lifetime, right?
Oh,
so you sign a billion-year contract. So in the kid's mind, it's like, well, my mom and dad are so proud of me. I joined the Sea Org family, right? So anyway, so they back to the bunk beds.
Yeah. I'm getting a whole visual. That's great.
It's absolutely needed because people need to understand why we're yelling and saying people are like, oh, you guys are so harsh. Is that really going to help? Yes, it will. I guarantee you, okay? Planting a seed in these Sea Org members' minds that L. Ron Hubbard has taken this nasty, you know, manipulative technology, which is just really making a person go insane. They're making you go insane.
Are they going to watch this? Any of the Scientologists?
Hell yeah.
The Scientologists?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be on their radar?
Possibly, especially after Streets LA. So
they know about me.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, they're pretty, you know, close-minded, so they might just, you could get away walking in anytime. Yeah, like, I didn't know about it. And they wouldn't know. They'd be like, they wouldn't, like, they're
and
just
plus,
so robotic.
And then
they're given an order, don't let him in or something.
Right.
They're not advanced to be in, they don't. Scientology was making fun of the protesters and literally spelt TikTok wrong.
Really?
Yeah, and they were saying they're squirrels. In Scientology, that's where the whole squirrel thing comes from, all of us wearing squirrel outfits and being little squirrels, is because when you alter L. Ron Hubbard's technology and do it on your own without paying, or you start saying, hey, you guys can do this without paying, and anything like that, you squirreling his tech.
What if I...
So they called the TikTokers squirrels. So they ran with that, which I love. But then they spelt TikTok with a C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
There's
God.
There's just so... Yeah. In a Rolling Stones so article. It's so like... And Rolling Stones is in their pocket, too. They're so out of touch. They're so out of touch. So when we're yelling things, protesting, and saying these things, mm-hmm. it's because we're saying things that we know may plant seeds in their mind to even walk away and go to bed and think, like, why did she say that? She's a proud SP. I'm so afraid of getting declared.
How could you
clown... How would she say she's a proud SP?
How could you clown them the worst? Like, if I dressed up as Xenu...
No.
And like no, had alien.
They will see you with their cameras miles
but
away.
But if I got the whole
That would
makeup,
be amazing.
If I.
I would be there
would
for
you,
it.
If I drew up.
A lot of protesters would show up immediately.
Would you would support
like,
that?
100%.
If I had the gray. 100%. If I really did it and I was Xenu.
I tell me when, like, tell me where, and maybe I can also join in or something. Maybe it
Watch
can be part
out,
of
y'all.
The next music video.
Keep pressing me. I might dress up as Xenu at your next event.
How do we press you? Can you send us a link on how to press you so that that can happen?
I need the right outfit.
Dude,
I want
there's a lot of makeup artists that
like,
can,
I could,
no,
they
can they
could
literally
do a
visually.
They could
no,
do a Xenu.
Yeah.
Dude,
and they would love
would,
to.
Dude,
they're waiting for
sick.
Somebody like you
to dress
to
up
it.
As Xenu.
You look like a cute, perfect
but,
little
but,
Xenu,
but what
too.
If I, can I,
you,
if
yeah,
I do the...
Like, you just walk in like, hello.
You know, if I do...
Squeeze the cans, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you walk in like, put up your cans. Come out with your cans up.
So do you think
we
a-
do
Aaron
funny things
would interview
when we,
me if I...
I don't dude, even know if he would be able to dude, physically dude, sit still
dude,
without
I,
busting.
No, no, if I got the silver makeup, like with the
he
silver...
Would, I guarantee you, I would... That would
you would
be
support
an immediate,
that?
No, not only I think more than half the world would support it.
If I dressed like Xenu.
But you would have... Yeah, as long as you fully did it.
If I committed to that...
Like, character. You know, like literally, like at least to the equivalent of Battlefield or like, you know, their makeup,
yeah,
in the,
yeah,
at least
yeah.
to that, because that was like Scientology
yeah,
level.
Oh, dude.
So it has to be to that extreme. If like, we could get into more like, you know, aliens kind of, that would be that, like
me,
real,
like
get
a Klingon,
special effects
yeah,
makeup
yeah, yeah.
artist.
Can you give me a Klingon outfit, like the full on Star Trek, like Xenu outfit?
If I have to, I will definitely get that. As long as you get the full makeup and the all that done, and yeah. you go on Aaron's show, first of all, and then you go out and protest with me at Big Blue or something, that would be great.
Dude, would that be sick?
I would be in, $1,000 in.
I mean, that's like non-threatening,
like
right?
You would have to pay me $1,000.
Dude, we would do whatever
I was
it
like, $1,000, that's not a lot.
Or we got to get, oh man, it's already, we got to get to a point
okay.
where you... How'd you blow the system?
So, okay, back to the dorms. This
yeah.
is a key thing. So
yeah.
they separated me because a lot of the other younger kids that were my age that grew up and that were all shipped off to Clearwater and all that, mm-hmm. and just other people that liked me. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually had a lot of friends. All I knew was people in the Sea Org my whole life. Mm-hmm. Is all, my friends and all that are all in there. Mm-hmm. So they didn't like the fact that I was on route outlines, which is like you're away from everybody. They see you... like in not in your uniform, so they're kind of like, why is she wearing? It's kind of like fun to wear civvies, so you're
yeah.
so they feel like so. Anyways, they thought that I was being, they call an OL, an opinion leader, in a negative way because I was making other people think about wanting to leave because they saw me leaving, and for the third time, it was like the third time that I had tried to leave, and then they got me back in because I just was like, oh, it's just too much work. I'd rather just go back on another post or something.
But
and then they put
entail?
Me as a cleaner.
Yeah,
and
but what does that entail? Did you wait at four in the morning and jump over a fence?
No. So they give you approval. They literally say the International Justice Chief has to approve you. There's many people who approve your folder. It goes up lines. It goes up to the INT, to Gold Base, to the headquarters, to RTC.
Oh, God.
And so they all have to prove, like, okay, did she sign this document about not talking about the Ant Ranch and the kids? Did she sign this? Did she say, you know, they made us sign all these fucking documents. I don't even remember.
Oh my.
I was just kind of like, okay, I was so excited. Like, they're giving me the documents. This means I'm close to leaving. And so they didn't, basically it got down to, they didn't know what to do with me because they were like, you're going to be out PR for Scientology if we send you to a non-Scientology family member. Because they're going to be like, you don't know anything what happened, and they're going to learn. That's what I just didn't know. I was just like, well, I don't want to be out PR.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Out PR, like I'm putting negative PR to Scientology just because I'm acting the way I am.
Is this negative PR?
Yes. Hip, hip, hooray.
Oh, no. They're gonna...
They clap to L. Ron Hubbard's picture in sync. Hip, hip.
So this is
the leader goes, hip, hip, and the crowd goes, hooray.
Okay,
and they go for like sometimes That's 5 minutes.
Keep going. I like what you're doing.
So then I was at the, so they separated me, then put me in the dorm area where like it was like lower staff members, like not executive birthing. It was kind of shitty birthing.
Yeah.
And then they put like, you stay here on this property because and just clean and work here until the last people, like until your folder is fully approved.
Mm-hmm.
And so at a certain point, I just started, there were some other people leaving as well, and they were older than me. And I saw them like just walking out and walking to the movie theater really close by. And I was like, and so I started getting out of valence, as they would say. And so I just started being like, well, if they're going to go, I was like, I'm basically out of the Sea Org. I was telling the security guard, like, why can they go and I can't? And they're like, he would be like, they're being out ethics. You know, they're not supposed to be. And I was like, well, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? So they said, we're going to declare you. They said, and that's so scary to hear. Like, you're going to be disconnected from everybody you know.
What does that mean?
In your whole life. They're never going to speak to you again. Declared. Declared an SP. A suppressive person.
Oh, we're going to declare you an SP.
A suppressive person. You are so suppressive by your actions and walking off to the movie theaters. You're actually risking... we're just going to declare you, even though you did all this, we're going to got off all your things and did everything. We're going to declare you because you're not listening to us. That was the threat, right? So at a certain point, I was kind of like, okay, well, maybe I can, there's steps you have to do to when you do get declared if you want to come back in. And I was thinking, well, maybe I could do those steps. Like, what if I did get declared? Maybe they would get me out of here faster. Like, I'm waiting. I did everything. And I was just annoyed. Like, why am I cleaning while they're going to the fucking movies? Like, and they were sneaking into the theater. And I was like, well, I could do that. I don't need money for that. If they can sneak in, I can sneak in.
Yeah.
It was just exciting. I'm learning the new world. I'm like, kind of like, my mind is starting to go like, oh, I'm almost out, you know? Anyway, so it wasn't just boom, leaving. I'm scared of going into the outside world. The whole thing is very adrenaline.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I woke up this morning and I'm going like, oh, I'm wondering if I'm going to get approved yet.
How old are you during this time?
17.
So you left at 17?
Yeah. Physically. I got okayed to physically leave. So anyways, finally after that, I get a call on the phone there, which you have to get permission to be on the phone, et cetera. So I get a call on the phone and the security guard saying, okay, well, you know, you were approved. We just don't know what to do with you. And I was like, I was approved. Oh, my God. They're like, yeah, but you were approved on the fact that you have a non-interpolation order, which means if one person anywhere in the world or anybody writes another knowledge report, which is like a tattle-telling system in Scientology, then you get declared an SP. So they're like, yeah, you're ready to go. But even when you get shit, if we get one report when you're out, you're going to be declared an SP. So I was kind of like, okay, I was just on this like...
But don't you want to be declared an SP?
Kind of at this point, I was kind of like, okay, well, if that's going to help me go faster, then yeah. I will. And then he goes, well, the only reason we're not... Yeah, they're like, we thought about that. And then he said, the only reason we're not... And he has such a gross voice. I'm being very nice. He's like, the only reason we're not is because your mom is an executive and she still has legal responsibility for you. So they were like, you're a minor. And so your mom... technically, you know, she has to deal with that. He was like making it my fault. And I kind of was like, I didn't even know what a minor was or that. And I was just kind of like, oh, so I'm not going to get declared. And like you guys, that means you guys will probably hurry up because I'm probably going to keep walking off and going to the movies and stuff. Anyway, so he was just like, so last thing I know, next morning I get approved. They give me $300 in cash. The director of inspections and reports, Star, came and got on the van with me that brings Scientologists from the base to the airport, from the public.
Yeah.
To the airport. So I get on this run and I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to the airport. She was like, so you're going to the airport and here's your $300. This is for you. And here's your ID. Oh, no. Here's your birth certificate and your some passport, my Canadian passport or something that I need to get on this plane.
Jeez.
So by the time I get to California.
So you're in Florida?
I was in Florida.
You're in Florida.
So then I'm like, oh my God. So again, this whole adrenaline, my God, I'm going, I'm pretending like I'm not happy that I'm leaving. I'm like, okay, like okay, yeah, I'm going to do good. I'm so excited, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it's like literally like stage fright. I'm like, I don't know what the world is going to, am I going to fuck up? Am I going to be begging to come back?
It's like the movie The Village, the M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah, where they're.
I felt like I was going to be begging to come back. Yeah. And I was like, well, I still need to just know. I need to get into trouble and find out. So yeah, they finally let me out. I get on the plane. I was like, oh my God, I barely remember. I was just like, wow, okay, I'm doing this.
You're
alone?
Yeah,
on the plane by myself. I'm told my mom is going to meet me at the LAX. Baggage claim. So I was just like, okay, I just have to follow the signs, go to baggage. And for a 17-year-old, that might seem normal, but not when you're leaving a cult that you knew nothing about the outside world and you don't even know your family. Oh, and you're like, and I'm going, oh, good, I feel so bad because my mom's so disappointed in me for leaving. And I haven't been able to talk to her about this at all. You're not allowed to talk to anybody about leaving.
So it's a 5-hour flight.
So I land, I get there, and I'm feeling weird. Again, I go, and I'm going to the baggage claim to pick up my one suitcase with whatever I had left in there that I was allowed to have, that I had, because they go through everything. Oh, you're not allowed to have these pictures, cut these up. Nope, that has the Ent Ranch Mountains. That's the headquarters, so they decipher everything. Oh, so you're only left with whatever you have left. And you're giving things up because you don't want to, you just want to leave. So you're kind of like, okay, fine, I don't really need that picture. It just sucks. So I get there and then I see my mom and I'm like, but she has a big smile on her face and she's so happy to see me. Oh, because I haven't seen her since I left the Ent Ranch and went to Clearwater.
Oh my God.
So that was also another weird thing. Yeah. She hasn't seen me since for like a while. So I just see her and I'm like, oh, she's happy. And I was like, oh, hi, mom. And as I'm running and I'm hugging her and holding her, I see Taryn Rinder, which is Mike Rinder's daughter. But she's like in the ethics, so to speak, like the chaplain department.
Oh, no.
And she was there as her buddy to make sure that everything went smooth with me seeing and that my mom didn't get interpolated, which is like another Scientology term for feeling like negative about me.
Oh,
she needed to make sure my mom as an executive didn't have any negative, you know, everything went smooth.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, hi. And so that really ruined that intimate, like, that okay, moment. At least my mom is here with me when I'm leaving. Yeah. I don't know. And then I was like, Taryn, too. And I was kind of like, oh, hi. Yeah, I remember. Okay.
Yeah.
It just felt so weird. Anyway, so then I was from there in a minivan brought, oh, we're bringing you to where you're going to stay for now. And it was with the Burpees, Tom and Lori Burpee, who are Canadians that my mom knew 25 years before that, the Canadian org. Yeah. And they said, oh, well, you know, we're on the OT level. So we were constantly, whatever, they have to make up amends and do things for their things. So they're going to take me in as the burden, take the burden off of my mom. And so they became my guardian,
your
I guess.
Guardian
for,
family?
Yeah. For a minute, for I guess 3 months or something, I ended up not being able to pay the $350 rent because I was like, I don't know how to get a job. I don't have my ID. It was so hard. I'm telling you guys, it's not even the basics. I didn't even understand what I needed in life.
Oh my, because.
So I was just so lost. And I felt comforted. I had more fun hanging out with my other friends that also recently or a year before me had left from the cadet org and stuff. So I was eventually was like, fine, I don't want to pay rent. I'll just couch surf with my friends. And that's what I did for years. I was couch surfing, and so were they. We were all, and we just understood. And then, oh, when I could pay or do something, I would do it, or I'd be cleaning, or we always had keep your exchange. And so it was like a whole difficult thing of just getting out into the world, but you're still surrounded by the only people you know is Scientologists, literally.
Ex-Scientologists.
No, yes, but SPs. they're still SPs. Relying on all, they're still expecting you all to pay your freeloader. Hey, they're all like, are you, Sea Org members would be like, hey, you know, Catherine or Megan, Sina, when are you guys paying your condition? When are you getting, you guys got to get back on in good standing, man. You know, oh, you can't come to the org. You're not allowed to come to the org until you paid your freeloader debt or you're showing that you're working on it. Like things like that. They would restrict the seeing your family, things like that. So, but the point is people go, oh, well, you left when you're 17. Yeah, physically, right? And then I'm like, but then I didn't really leave. So I went back in good standings with them. I paid the debt, did the lower conditions, did everything I had to do. So my mom was, everybody was back. Oh, she's back in good standing. But as I was doing the back in good standing, I was also learning the world. And I was kind of like, wonder if I could just type up my conditions and do it. And I'd probably get approved. I know how to do it now, you know? So I did all that. I got in da-da-da. But at the same time, I was also being like, I can't believe I'm back at the Fort Harrison Hotel in Clearwater, where I was like, there was a one specific time I was up in the ballroom on the 10th floor after being back in good standings back there. And like, I was visiting my sister or something and she was still in the Sea Org.
This is when you're
when I'm out, you're but out. I'm back in good standings like 10 years
yeah,
later.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
And like maybe like what literally does that mean? eight years ago.
But what does good standings mean?
Like I'm no longer on the verge of being declared and that I've paid my freeloader bill for all the courses and the auditing I got while I was a minor.
You still have to pay for those? Why?
So now we have protest signs and stuff that say like freeloader bill is a scam. You don't have to pay it. If you leave, don't worry.
Yeah,
like,
just
so
leave.
These are the things we're saying. Just get out and we'll help you.
So if I wanted to join Scientology.
After all this? something's wrong with this guy.
Would they take everything in my bank account?
No, they wouldn't. They would just change your mind thinking, oh, I should be giving a certain percentage of this.
How much percentage of your
bank? It's not a percentage. It's whenever there's an event, which is like every 2 months.
You just give them your money?
They demand. It's like, this is the new release. And did you get your basis? And they literally train us to be like, will that be cash, credit card, or check? Check, cash, or credit card? Yeah, no. Seriously.
I'm too frugal. They're not going to get nothing.
But they would.
No.
Because you know why? Your mind would have been altered.
No, no.
Okay, steamy wavy.
Xenu's coming.
There.
Xenu's
coming.
I'm the Xenu.
This is going to help.
Yo, Xenu's coming. The time, hour has passed. Can we plug your music? Anything? I want you to promote whatever you want to promote.
Just go to the YouTube channels on YouTube, all the SPTV channels for all the people that are telling their stories.
Yeah.
If you go to my channel, Lara FM, LARAFM, SPTV, or LFM TV, you'll find all the other people that I've chatted with and so on. You'll see we're all connect, like we're all a community now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's so cool, people who support this and understand it more and more are like, I'm part of the SPTV community.
But so you have really good. You have a good support system.
Yeah, because it's very clear. You're either for Scientology or you're not.
Okay.
There's no. Do you think there's no fucking?
Do you think
line.
I'm for or against?
Against.
But I just asked you if I were to join.
Then that would be good because you could infiltrate. But you're still against.
Can I get your homie? Do you think your homie will hop on the podcast?
Hell yeah.
Your homie that I just
totally
met briefly?
Defender of Ants.
Yeah.
He absolutely
that,
would.
He would. He was, I mean, like,
yeah,
if you
he
tell
totally
if you
would.
Tell him that it's fun, it's chill.
He, no, he saw Streets LA.
Oh, so he's he,
yeah.
So he knows
like, cool.
about me.
Yeah, he was like he was.
So some
like,
of your peoples know about me. Where
it must be that LA thing.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
William,
were
help.
You born in LA?
No, San Diego. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be declared.
Okay, okay,
or nothing.
Okay, okay.
They get
how
what they
long
get.
Have
they
you
get
been
what
in
they
LA?
Get.
How long have you
what?
Been in LA?
20 years by now.
He's basically LA native.
You ain't getting nothing from me.
I was born.
You ain't getting nothing.
My mother, this is part of this. I know the hour's over.
Yeah. No. I'm giving a message to them. Scientology. You ain't getting none of my bank account information. I'll tell you that
you
much.
You get nothing.
For sure. None of it. That's for damn sure. Stay away.
That would be funny if they were like,
No. They're not getting,
his current amount.
No. Don't even bother showing up around here either.
There's a thing we talk about, human trafficking and child trafficking, and people go, well, what do you mean? We don't see it, and da-da-da-da. And it's like, well, how do kids end up in the Sea Org then? Like, and so part of that is like, my whole family is from Canada. Why was I born... Mm-hmm. While my whole family's from Canada, why was I born in 1986 in Hollywood at now called, it's called the Mama Shelter Hotel.
Damn.
You know where the Mama Shelter?
Where is
on
that
on Wilcox
near?
And Selma.
Okay, yeah, I know.
The Mama's like a cute little bougie new hotel.
Yeah, I know.
It's a line, but it's like a cool little line, right? Mama Shelter, whatever.
It's near Staples. It's near the office supply place.
Yeah.
Staples.
It's a cute little thing.
And there's a cop station there.
I was born in room 516.
Wow.
And that building in 1986 was bought by Scientologists, donated from Scientologist money to buy that building for the Celebrity Center that used to be on La Brea.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for the staff. And so they shipped my mother while she was 6 months pregnant from Canada to have her live there. Come on, let's be real. I have friends now who have children and I'm going like, holy crap. A mother knows everything. Like they know what they're planning this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I put myself in that perspective, I was like, oh, my mom was having me in LA.
That's
because
crazy.
They were having her as part of the new, it was a mission to have my mom and dad and my family move over to the US to be the executives. And so when they had me, I learned I'm an anchor baby.
That's crazy.
You heard about that? I'm an anchor baby.
That's
so
crazy.
And that makes sense now. So I do feel very
you're
half
blessed
American
now, but,
and half.
But you're blessed. You're out.
I'm so happy.
Are
I
you
tell
happy
people
now?
I am the freest and the happiest I've ever been.
So a little one last piece of advice for anyone who's thinking about leaving. What will you give them a message?
The fear of leaving is made by the Sea Org and by Scientology. So it seems so difficult. It really feels fearful to leave. And it feels like, oh my God, I'm betraying all my friends and da, da, da. But the truth is once you're out here in a beautiful world where there's a huge community, especially right now, there's like, this is the best time to leave. There's nobody that doesn't understand the way you're feeling. So just whenever you have the moment, you can literally, if you physically just walk out and leave, you can, I guarantee you can ask anybody in LA, any person you see walking out of the building, any non-Scientologist, I'm trying to leave Scientology. Can you please help me? There's some Google number, SPTV, something. If you just do that, somebody will help you. So there's a lot of people, and help meaning people will give you love and support. They're going to say, what do you want? What do you need? And it's going to feel uncomfortable and weird, but so beautiful and loving. So I feel like just do it. Just get out. The fear is made up. When you're out, you're going to feel even stronger and stronger, the most strong, the most free that you've ever been.
Clear. Let's plug your music again. So
Lara FM. Lara FM
on Spotify. You on Spotify?
Yep. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud.
All right.
Mostly YouTube. I upload when I do a song. I normally do a little music video with it. So
you gotta let me produce a song for you.
Love that. I sing. I make stuff as I hear the song.
You like
song.
Sade?
Oh, I love that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sade is the
Wait
shit.
Wait till you hear my vocals.
I'm sure. I already know.
I already know.
Get
me in that mood, and here we go.
I already know.
And I can make it right there.
Right
the
there.
Spot.
You could just spontaneous.
Hear it and I go, I know what I'm feeling.
Oh, wow.
I can literally make not just a song with you,
but
perhaps a little mixtape or something.
There you go. You heard it first. Support and have the courage to do the right thing.
Yes.
Okay.
He's preparing. He's practicing. Xenu vibes.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland, like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like
it's the way that you grow when you let them go on the edge of plateaus when they push you fall so low. Oh, I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a villa, second part of deck that shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortex to heart, like a monk upon the ledge, and I'm trying to do my part.